What's up, guys? This is Alex Quinn. I'm a Forbes accredited marketer and global keynote speaker. And this is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. We are a self-development and entrepreneurship community for go-getters to organize their life and business. Get ready to gain knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders and be one step closer to becoming the ultimate entrepreneur. Before we start this episode, how would you feel if I told you that you could change your whole business process around with just $20? Keep on listening to the episode to find out how.
The Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast teamed up with ManyChat as the official podcast partner for this year's Conversations 2019 in Austin, Texas. We hope you enjoyed the value from these episodes and let us know what you think.
What's going on, guys? This is Alex Quinn, and you're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. This week's episode, we have Jason Swank. What's going on, bro?
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, man, this is a continuation to the ManyChat Conversations 2019 podcast team up we have with ManyChat. I'm very excited to have you on here, man. I really enjoyed your presentation at ManyChat. It was one of the ones that really stayed with me, specifically because I'm an agency owner. And I really thought that my audience would definitely benefit from hearing you give your insight about the industry, things that you're currently doing, best practices, and all around digital marketing, man. So let's get started.
Perfect. Let's rock.
Cool, brother. So give me a little bit of background about your agency. Give me a little bit of background about what you're doing now to help other agency owners. What's going on?
Yeah, so I started my agency in 1999. It was kind of by accident, right? It was an accidental agency owner, like almost all agencies. We knew how to do something cool. Someone offered us money, and we're like off to the races. And then, you know, we just started, you know, getting more and more clients. I wanted to scale, so we hired more people. And then as we hired more people, it got complex. And as it got complex, like, we're kind of like plateaued for a while until we figured out a framework and systems that we needed in order to really scale and work with, you know, amazing clients from like LegalZoom, Hitachi, Porsche, you know, Lotus Cars. And then, you know, 12 years later from starting it, we were able to sell the agency for, you know, a good chunk of change. And, you know, after that, I was depressed. I didn't know what to do, right? I didn't have anything to do. And I was just lucky enough that some old competitors reached out and said, hey, how'd you grow a big team? How'd you sell? How'd you do this and that? And I loved it. I was good at it. And so I started a podcast called the Smart Agency Masterclass, where, you know, it's just conversations between agency owners that you wish you could hear all the time. And then the rest is history, where we kind of turned into, you know, a media company for agency owners wanting to, you know, really create the freedom and do what they love in their agency.
So just to get that straight. So let's say that we have an agency owner right now that wants to reach out to you. You guys do offer consulting packages. You guys do offer sit down Zoom sessions that will allow business owners to get a deep dive into what's the best way to scale their agency, best practices, niching down, things to stay away from. Is that something that's available right now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we do have a waiting list to work with me privately, but we have a number of other different things in order to really kind of provide you that framework that you can follow, or, you know, join a community of like-minded people that are all agency owners that really want to, you know, grow and scale faster or understand what's working currently today.
Since you're listening to this episode, I want to make sure that you save my phone number so I can let you know about new podcast episodes or networking events going on in your area. Go to my Instagram, Alex Quinn, AlexQuin, and hit the contact button and then text me.
Okay. I like that, man. That's really, really good. Now, let's talk a little bit about this tool that you have right now, which is your agency yourself. How amazing would it have been to actually have this when you were starting your agency, to have that kind of support that you have now?
Well, I mean, it would save you, save me a ton of time, right? Like, I remember when, you know, I mean, remember how I got started. I was an accidental agency owner. I didn't even know what an invoice was. My first client asked me, they go, hey, send me an invoice. And I was like, what's an invoice? Right? Like, there were so many things that I did wrong. And, you know, the biggest, or the villain in any agency, is always being too busy, right?
Yeah.
It's about time. And you have to figure out, you know, how do we kind of stop holding ourselves back? How do we get away from being too busy? And, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, an agency should not depend on hope to grow, or we shouldn't have to do everything ourselves, or, you know, because we're too close to our business. And so the framework that I've developed called the Agency Playbook, it really walks them through what they need to do in the right order. Like, so for example, if we don't know where we're going, or we don't have that clarity of where we're going, how is our team and our organization going to make decisions of what to focus on? We're just going to say yes to everything.
Yeah.
And if we say yes to everything, obviously we know how all that turns out. And then if we don't know who we're focusing on, or where we're going, or what we're wanting to be when we grow up, then we don't know how to position our agency. And if we don't position our agency in the right way, we look like everybody else. And a lot of agencies look like Me Too agencies. Actually, most do, right? If you think about it, it's like hard to differentiate. And they're always like, well, we have the best team, we have the best process, right? And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. And if you look like everyone else, no one's going to pay attention to you. They're not going to pay a premium. They're not going to, you know, you're not going to have a waiting list. I mean, imagine if you could have a waiting list where people are lining up to work with you. And then when you go, you know, that client's not right for us anymore. And you kind of, you know, help them out and push them to someone else. And then you can bring on another client at double the price. Like, imagine, like, if you could charge more, you could get more people, and then you don't have to do everything yourself. So those are some of the systems that we walk people through.
Yeah, that's honestly one of the biggest mistakes I made when scaling my agency. Mine kind of started off too, kind of like by mistake. I was chauffeuring. I used to chauffeur this big agency owner, the Zimmerman Advertising, Jordan Zimmerman. I used to be a chauffeur when I was younger, probably around like 18, 19, right? And I was always in marketing. I was always, you know, amazed by the power of getting attention to your business and being able to scale. And driving him around and seeing all the things he did, seeing, you know, his office, his team, everything he was working on. He was working with Burger King at the time and a bunch of other really cool companies. That really inspired me. So, you know, I said, you know what, if this guy could do it, I could do it too, right? I had no idea what I was getting myself into. It's been a tough ride. I wouldn't change anything about it. The only thing is just being self-aware. When I started, I was everybody's agency, right? Anyone, whatever you did, I got you. Whatever you wanted to do, whatever you sold, I could sell it. And it worked out for me. I'm not going to lie. It worked out for me. We did really, really well. We started here in South Florida. We scaled up a few offices, a few dozen employees, and we were doing well. But I was going, man, like my mental health at the time was going bonkers, man. Like, I didn't have time for anything. I was in my office at 6 a.m, left at 2 a.m. And it was just constantly working. And I had no direction, right? So I did have billings. I did have, you know, wires and checks that came in every month. I was able to pay off my team, but it was just very difficult for me because I had no clue what I was doing. I was 22 years old, trying to manage like 17, 18 people. And it just got pretty crazy. So what I did from that moment to now was I really tried to, like, I started going to conferences. I started speaking to other agency owners, really trying to understand where I was making mistakes, because as a young entrepreneur who was doing well, I thought I knew everything, right? But it turns out I didn't really know everything. And what I needed to do was really find my groove, find my niche, right? Find the group of people that I could actually help and not be everyone's agency. Because for me, it was, you sold cars, I got you. You sold hats, I got you too. You sold this, I got you. So then I didn't have a process, right? I didn't have a process for my clients, because everything was different. So everything required every single minute of my time, because I always had to be pivoting around. What I've done up until now from then is really find a niche that I want to get into, a niche that I could actually help, a niche that I understand, create a process for that niche, and then replicate that process across the board. And that was one of the biggest issues that I had when coming to realizing the changes that I needed to make for the agency, because it's a lot of work. People, like, you know, a lot of you see it on social media how everybody's doing extremely well and my agency is doing great and I'm hiring so many team members and this and that. And before, you know, the way I thought about it was, okay, if I have the biggest office and I have the biggest team, then I'm the most successful guy in the room, right? That's how I thought about it. But it doesn't necessarily have to be like that, at least from my perspective, right? From my perspective, it's organization, it's process. And you could run an extremely successful agency with 2-3 people if you really thought about it, right? Can you have 20, 30, 40, 100, 600 people? Yes, absolutely. But it just depends on what your actual goal is and how, like, what is your goal for your day? Like, how many hours do you want to work? How busy do you want to be? How many clients do you want to work with? Because for me before, it was 25, 30 clients at a time. And then I started to realize, why am I dealing with 25, 30 other business owners who are expecting from me and not understanding, first of all, I'm not appreciating results a lot of the time. Why don't I just find 2-3 people that will pay me the same amount of money and I could actually concentrate all of my time to making sure that these 3 companies grow versus 25, 30. And I'm sure that's something you've probably come across too.
Yeah, all the time. I mean, but it takes a while for people and they're not as patient and they're not consistent, right? It's kind of like I always joke with people, when you're picking a niche, it's kind of like going to a Vegas buffet. You got to kind of try out everything. And then you'll figure out through a process of elimination, you're like, oh, I don't like that kind of steak, or, oh, I really like that lobster or those crab legs, right? It's kind of like, and then you can start diving into it a little bit deeper. And like you discovered and everybody else, you know, that's gone through this, you'll figure out, be like, ooh, I have a lot of knowledge. I have a lot of passion. And I can make this a repeatable process, and I could talk to people like they talk, right? So a lot of times when people listen to our show or see our content, like we have over 1,000 pieces of free content out there. I was looking the other day, I was like, wow, that's a lot. And you know, when people listen to it, they're like, I feel that like you have a bug in my office, right? And that's the power of really drilling down into a particular target market that you really understand, because then they'll be like, hey, you get me. I want you to help me.
Let's take a quick break. I want to tell you about a new way I run my business. So did you know that I was able to increase my workload and close more leads by automating my client onboarding operation over the last few months? I removed the friction points in my communication process so clients are able to approve, sign, and pay all in one go. This was all thanks to HoneyBook. HoneyBook is a client management software that helps businesses like yours manage and automate projects. Now, from the moment your clients are ready to say yes, they'll automatically receive the proposal, contract, and payment all in one email. So you're able to focus on getting more clients, less friction, and more deals. Thanks to HoneyBook, all Hustle Inspires Hustle listeners get 50% off when you go to honeybook.com and use promo code Alex, A-L-E-X. Now, let's jump back into the episode.
Because you're being genuine at that point. Like, you're really understanding. Like, because when doing this business, and I notice it all the time, specifically when I'm putting in bids for a specific job, specific project, people are just trying to get a check. You know, they're trying to say whatever they need to say so they could get the retainer, so they could get the client. But they don't understand that you really need to understand your client. And you were talking about it before. Sometimes this client maybe doesn't work out for me and I need to, you know, help them go into another direction while I find a client that has the perfect client traits for me, for my agency. And so we could see eye to eye, because the worst thing you could have is, you know, a client that's paying you, it has a high expectation. Your guys' level of communication is terrible. And then both parties are dissatisfied, because that friction in the process, that bottleneck right there, is going to cost you so much stress. And in the eyes of the person that's actually hiring you, they're going to feel like they're not getting their worth. And you're, in general, you're bringing down your value just by doing that. When your communication is flawless, when everything is genuine, when you're organized, when you have pieces of content out there to educate your customer, like, I'm pretty sure that a lot of your clients go ahead and listen to all of your podcast episodes because you have them out there ready for them to listen to. And the fact that they're listening to them shows that they're willing to grow their business. There's a lot of clients out there that want results instantly, and not just clients, just people in general. They want instant gratification, but they're not willing to put in the work. And sometimes, if not most of the time, it's more than just cutting somebody a check and expecting them to, you know, to grow your business or make you extremely successful overnight. It's very important that people understand that it takes work from both sides to be able to scale. It's not just relying on a marketer. It's not just relying on somebody that's working on your branding or performance marketing. It's an all around thing.
Yeah. You mentioned something that piqued my interest. You said when you're doing a bid, can you tell me a little bit more about that? Like, are you responding to RFPs? Are you sending over proposals?
what I usually do is so we send out cold video pitches to a lot of companies and we develop great relationships with their team. So a lot of the times when they are looking for something, they'll let us know, hey, look, you know, we're looking for agencies. Obviously RMP is going to be the move for that. So that's what I meant by that.
Gotcha. Good.
So yeah, we use Camtasia or Loom for everybody listening here. They've probably heard me say in other episodes, but I'll go ahead and reiterate. We pretty much break down their business through video. So we'll go ahead and we'll pull up Camtasia. It's recording the screen. We'll show their Facebook. We'll bring up their live Facebook ads. We'll show them their SEO. We'll show them pretty much the gaps in everything that they have going on, where we feel like we could help out their team, or where we feel like we could come in and knowledge transfer, skill transfer, in order for us to be able to consult if they don't want a hands-on deal. So they see that we have the intent. They see that we really understand their business versus just kind of trying to send like a proposal, like a marketing deck or like a very lengthy email. We send a personalized video. So the teams really like that. And they get to understand that our team is really engaged. So whenever there is an opportunity, they go ahead and they reach out to us. And we know that, you know, we could place our bid.
That's great. Yeah, I wanted to make sure you weren't just sending over a proposal blindly.
No, man. I've done that whole lot of that. That definitely didn't work. I don't think that ever worked for me. You never get any responses. So listen, man, tell me, where can everybody find you on social? Where can we connect with you? What platforms is the podcast streaming on?
Yeah, so the podcast is really on all the major platforms. So you can get it on Spotify or, you know, what are all the ones? iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio. It's on all the channels. But if you really want to just link up with me, just go to jasonswank.com, S-W-E-N-K. So jasonswank.com. And you can check out the podcast. You know, I'm really active on LinkedIn and Instagram. And then we also have, if you go to my YouTube channel, we have over 500 videos just for growing and scaling an agency. So go check that out.
Beautiful, man. And before we wrap this up, man, number one tip, one quick tip that you would give to a young agency owner out there trying to start out and get their entrepreneurial journey started, what would it be?
Figure out your weaknesses and hire for that. And then rather than just delegating tasks, delegate the outcome to those people. And you'll find that they will excel well past your capabilities and make your job and life a lot easier.
Alrighty, guys, you heard it here from Jason Swank. Implement these strategies into your business. Make sure that you guys are on top of everything. Make sure you guys listen to podcasts. Educate yourself. Attend conference. Don't stay stagnant. Objects in motion stay in motion. This is Alex Quinn, Hustle Inspires Hustle Podcast. See you guys next week. Shout out to Jason for jumping on this episode. And guys, remember to understand your client and find that client with the perfect client traits. Keep your communication flawless, stay organized, and educate your customer.
Don't forget to check out honeybook.com to automate your business processes so you could get more clients and get paid faster. Get 50% off when you use code ALEX, A-L-E-X. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in. I'd really appreciate it if you guys could share with someone, review, or even subscribe to the podcast. If you want to connect with me, follow me on Instagram at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Or you could follow me on my personal, Alex Quinn with one N. This is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn.